This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So this has got some people worried. I don't know if you guys heard about this. There's a nurse in Tennessee who accidentally killed somebody. And it was a medication error. I'm blown away how something like this could happen. And now the hospital is under review with Medicare. May actually lose its ability to take care of Medicare patients. So this happened in Nashville, Tennessee. And WZTV reports that a nurse in Tennessee made a deadly error, and now the hospital is taking steps to ensure it doesn't lose Medicare. Inspection reports from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and obtained by WZTV, show a nurse gave a stable patient the wrong medication, sending the patient into cardiac arrest that led to her death. The nurse nor the patient has been identified. Now this happened. Excuse me, this happened at Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt University's Medical Center. So now their Medicare reimbursement could be in jeopardy as federal officials demand assurances that the hospital will install safeguards to prevent future errors. So what the hell happened? Well, I guess December 26, 2017, so last year, there was a patient a couple days prior admitted for headaches. She also had some swelling of the brain and other related symptoms. So the physician ordered 2 milligrams of Versed. And Versed we use to treat anxiety. But instead, the nurse administered 10 milligrams of Vercuronium. Vercuronium is like a paralyzing agent we use when we're getting ready to intubate you or, you know, have you go into surgery. I think it's also been used for lethal injections. Now, I've used both in the ER setting, but Versed is to relax you. Vercuronium is to paralyze you. And I only need to paralyze you if I need to intubate you. Because you're having a tube put down your throat, you're going to fight it, you need to kind of not have that reflex. And usually we don't give it to you without you being sedated. So we'll give you Versed and Vercuronium. Versed I've used many times if I have to reduce a shoulder or pack a nose for a nosebleed. Versed relaxes you. How this nurse got the two mixed up is beyond me. And a report said this incident was never even reported to the Tennessee Department of Health as mandated. Now, CMS, the Center for Medicare Services, says Thursday, it has accepted Vanderbilt's plan of correction, and Medicare billing will not be terminated at the hospital. Termination of Medicare, of course, is a last resort. Now the hospital is undergoing an ongoing review to protect the health, safety, and welfare of patients served, there's a typo there, by the faculty. So, Vanderbilt did make a statement. Basically, they say they were notified, was notified of an adverse finding by the Tennessee Department of Health after an on-site survey involving a patient who died in December 2017 following a medication error. In reviewing the event at the time it happened, we identified that the error occurred because a staff member had bypassed multiple safety mechanisms that were in place to prevent such errors. We disclosed the error to the patient's family as soon as we confirmed that the error had occurred and immediately took necessary corrective actions, including appropriate personnel actions, meaning that person was fired. We will continue to work closely with representatives of Tennessee Department of Health and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to ensure that any remaining concerns are fully resolved within the specified time frame. That's according to John Hauser, Chief Communications Officer of Vanderbilt University. Now, if the hospital didn't comply, they lose their Medicare. Now, somebody's like, well, why does that matter? Well, it matters because, one is you want to make sure you're going to a hospital that's safe. Two is, you wonder, are other hospitals doing this stupid stuff? Number three is, if a hospital does lose their ability to take care of Medicare patients, where do you go if you have Medicare? Apparently, in 2017 to 18, Vanderbilt University Medical Center had 1.9 million ambulatory visits and more than 70,000 emergency room visits. Now, the hospital employs more than 23,000 people. It has been named as the best in the best hospitals honor roll of the nation's top 20 adult hospitals and the number one hospital in Tennessee. So, why would something like this happen? Well, I mean, I know you guys are going to get sick of this, but I'm sorry. This I'm going to be bringing up a lot. I would really like to know the drug testing. And I would like to know if some of these people that do stupid are maybe a little complacent or under the influence or, you know, of like marijuana. I'm sorry. I just think we're going to see more issues with, you know, I just think we're, I don't know. I believe marijuana is legal. Let me see. I don't know if it's recreational, but I do believe that I think they just legalized it. I have to double check. Well, no, I think they're in the process. Okay, so they're in the process. And again, I'm not blaming it on that, but you know, I just don't want to think that somebody who went to nursing school, okay, that went through all the trials and tribulations, and I mean, you have got to be on it to become licensed as a nurse. I just don't buy into that a nurse was stupid. The nurses are the smartest people in the hospital sometimes. I mean, so when you hear a nurse use a wrong medication with wrong dosing, something else is going on. Now, I've been asked, how do we know if somebody's, you know, becoming demented? How do we know? We don't, you know, the state licensing boards for nursing and doctors and, you know, PAs, they don't really necessarily do mental tests on you. People have to complain, and you need to voluntarily withdraw if you're starting to get dementia, you know, and lose some of your skills. And most people do, you know, because, I mean, most people in the medical profession, they don't want to do harm. You know, I mean, if I find myself where, let's say I develop, God forbid, a tremor, I'm not going to want to operate on anybody or do any procedures. You know, I'll on my own back off with that. That's a shame. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a man has been hospitalized after buying a sick puppy from a pet store at, I believe this was in Detroit, at 12 Oaks Mall. It's in Michigan, Novi, Michigan. A Northville man has been hospitalized after buying a sick puppy from Petland at 12 Oaks Mall. Now, this is according to Puppy Mill Awareness of Southeast Michigan. Puppy Mill Awareness of Southeast Michigan is apparently an organization working to end commercial breeding puppy mills and protect families from puppy peddlers, pet stores, and bad breeders. Doug Rose is suing Petland after he purchased a puppy, a lot of peas in this, infected with Campylobacter and was hospitalized with a multi-drug resistant infection, according to the news release. Doug Rose said he went through weeks worth of medical expenses. So the family bought a beagle pug mix named Thor. I love that. You know, we almost named one of our kids Thor. My husband loved the name Thor. This is before the Thor movies. You know, because obviously, you know, Thor's been around. All the you know, Marvel characters have been around. And so we were thinking about naming our kid Thor. So they named their you know, well, no, we named him Stone instead. Stone. So I got Stone and Brock. Those are my baby boys. Hey! Oh, my guy's little tushies. Anyway, the family bought a beagle pug mix who was also diagnosed with an upper respiratory infection. But not only that, he had parasites, coccidia, and giardia, and was diagnosed by a veterinary clinic in Farmington Hills. The same veterinary clinic signed off on the health of the puppy at the store, according to Puppy Mill Awareness. Petland did not pay for Thor's medical expenses, according to the news release. So in January 2018, the CDC investigated an outbreak of Campylobacter in multiple states. And the CDC linked 99% of the cases to puppy stores. And a majority of victims reported that they had contact with puppies from Petland stores. There were 113 cases investigated across 17 states, 23 people hospitalized. Abdominal pain, fever, headache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, these are all symptoms of Campylobacter. Now, Rose's puppy came from a commercial kennel, but could have been infected at various points along the distribution chain, according to Puppy Mill Awareness. Now, on February 17th, people filed a lawsuit against Petland, and 9 additional families filed a second lawsuit. All right, so, apparently these puppies had a range of issues, genetic defects, infections, some contagious disease. So, the lawsuit's been filed, and, So, I've gotten a puppy from a breeder. Most of my animals, though, have been rescued. The latest dog we got was actually from a puppy store. It was probably the first time in a long time we actually went to a store. And I think the reason why is we had adopted a cat. We had gone to Petco. One of the pet stores had an adopt-a-cat. So we adopted a cat because, again, we thought it was a rescue. And so I saw a puppy store. I'm like, well, let's go in and, you know, adopt a puppy. And, yeah, you have to pay for the puppy. So my guess is it was one of those stores that sold puppies that would have been accused of probably puppy mill. Puppy looked happy. Puppy looked healthy. Puppy had a little cold. And there were some antibiotics that they gave us to give to her. Yeah, we call her Uzi. Hey, that's Uzi. And thank God she was okay. But, yeah, you can get sick from your animal. Now, I had a rough night last night. So, I think I make mistakes in parenting and in dog and cat ownership. Because I should be the boss in my family. Look, my husband could be the king of the castle. That's fine. He could be the king of the castle, whatever he wants, whatever, yeah. But I'm really supposed to be the boss. I'm supposed to make all the decisions because I'm the mama. And I'm finding more and more everybody in the family, including the pets, are just making me believe that I'm in control. And so what's been happening very slowly, and I really wish I had time-lapse video to demonstrate what has happened over the last few months, where there's a cat and dog especially, Uzi and Snowball, that really like my pillow. And they have millimeter by millimeter, night after night, moved closer to my pillow. Now, these two hate each other. The cat and the dog, they don't like each other. But they were sleeping tushy to tushy last night to be on my pillow. Meanwhile, you know, remember I told you I pulled out my, you know, my neck is out and muscle or whatever? I realized last night that these animals are just pushing me off my pillow. Now, Uzi, trying to become a little bit more protective and territorial, decided to get right under my face, stick her nose up into my nose, and basically she covered, you know, her head with my mouth so I couldn't wake up and yell. She thought, I guess, if she covered my mouth, I wouldn't scream, get the hell off my pillow. Okay, that was her thinking. And let's just say she was wrong, okay? I was like, what? I'm so tushy. Mommy's trying to sleep. But they really offer lots of ways to introduce pathogens into your system. I mean, my gosh, she is all up in my mouth. And then the stupid cat sticks her butt in my mouth, so she acts like, see, what cats do is they know they're not supposed to be in a certain place. So what they do is they put their butt closer to you, so their head is away, like, well, I'm not even there. I'm like, yeah, but your butt is there, and you're attached to your butt. So even though the rest of your body's off the pillow, your butt is on my pillow, so we just... And then they have that attitude. But anyway, this happened all night long. And the thing is we let them happen. I mean, I am a doctor, board certified, fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians. I know gosh darn well you're not supposed to kiss your animals. You're not supposed to let the animals lick your mouth. I know gosh darn well. And what happens? I let them do it. Because they're oozy. Because they're cute. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. There are, now this is interesting. There is a new tick species in the United States. And it's called the Asian long-horned tick. They say it is capable of spreading disease, and it's now in 9 states. The Asian long-horned tick has been reported in several states since its discovery last year, according to the CDC. It's been found in Arkansas, Connecticut, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. They found it on pets, they found it on livestock, wildlife, and even to humans. Now, they think this could be a serious threat because we do not need any more ticks spreading disease. They say other countries have reported people and animals becoming seriously ill from these Asian long-horned tick bites. That's what they're called. No harmful germs have been found yet. They say the full public health and agricultural impact of this tick discovery and spread is unknown. In other parts of the world, the Asian long-horned tick can transmit many types of pathogens common to the United States. And we are concerned that this tick, which can cause massive infestations on people, on animals, people, and the environment, is spreading. And the tick does spread quickly. Females can reproduce without mating and are capable of laying, as I know, what's the fun in that? And capable of laying as many 2,000 eggs at a time. The CDC said it's currently investigating the distribution of the tick in the U.S., the potential for the disease associated with it. Well, it's funny. When you look at the states involved, so you got Connecticut, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, you know, Virginia, Pennsylvania. You got East Coast, but you also got West Virginia. You got Arkansas. We're starting to see a little bit more of a Western movement. So, obviously, if you see a tick, you got to remove it. When you remove it, don't grab it by the head because you'll break off, you know, or you know, got to grab it kind of by the thorax, and it's got to be a swift pull upward. Save the ticks in rubbing alcohol or a jar in a Ziploc bag. Then you got to contact your health department so then they can evaluate the tick. You have to contact a veterinarian to make sure you protect your pets from ticks and tick bites. And then they say, as if you don't have enough to do, contact your state agricultural department and local agricultural extension office about ticks on livestock or for tick identification. I don't personally have a state agricultural department on my iPhone or in my speed dial, but I suppose if I had animals, I did. So, you know, people have been saying, you know, gosh, you know, there's all these new sort of, you know, changes, and this is all related to climate change, etc. Look, I don't care if it's climate change from what man does or what nature does or whatever, but, you know, we always will see shifts. My worry is are we making the shifts? You know, apparently there's this new, shall we say, push to, kill off mosquitoes. But I think the last time we messed with mosquitoes, rumor has it, we had the Zika outbreak. So, you know, we got to use caution when we try to mess with nature. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
this year. Resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
USA Radio News.
We'll be meeting with China, as you know. Yes, we'll be meeting tomorrow, and we've already spoken, and we're working very hard. If we could make a deal, that would be good. I think they want to, and I think we'd like to, and we'll see. But we'll be meeting with President Xi in a little while, but for the most part, tomorrow, I would say, would be our big meeting.
President Trump at the G20 summit in Argentina. The president and his team hope to work out a deal between the United States and China to resolve the trade war. Former FBI Director James Comey is asking a federal judge to block a subpoena from the House Judiciary Committee. Comey filed the unusual motion in a U.S. district court on Thursday. One of the things Comey is concerned about is leaking. Well, House Judiciary Chairman Republican Bob Goodlatte tells Fox News, leaks are no good.
We don't condone leaks. Trey Gowdy and I are concerned about that.
Goodlatte also says the entire testimony will be released. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, maybe, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Here's some breaking news. A 6.6 magnitude earthquake apparently has rocked the buildings in Anchorage, caused lampposts to sway, people having to run out of offices, seek shelter under office desks. And the U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake was centered about 7 miles from Anchorage, Alaska's largest city. The Associated Press reporter working in downtown Anchorage, I need to call my friend who lives there, saw cracks in a two-story building after the quake. Unclear whether there were injuries. People went back inside the buildings after the earthquake, but a smaller aftershock a short time later sent them running back into the streets. They say shortly after the quake, a tsunami warning had been issued for the southern Alaska coastal areas of Cook's Inlet and part of the Kenai Peninsula. So they're expecting tsunami waves. The U.S. Geological Survey initially said it was 6.7, then they reduced it to a 6.6. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. We've been talking about the kind of, I hate to call it a square, but we're expecting a huge, huge earthquake that affects the Pacific Northwest or Alaska area. Because if you take a look at the Pacific Ocean and you look at all four corners, right? Chile got hit with a bad one. New Zealand got hit. Japan got hit within the last decade. And they're expecting the fourth big one to be in our neck of the woods. So obviously it has everybody on edge. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this came out this week where the youngest kids in class may be overdiagnosed with ADHD. They say new research suggests that these kids, the young ones, are about 30% more likely to receive a diagnosis of ADHD, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're at risk of developing ADHD. So if you have an August baby and the school district has a September 1 birthday cut off for admissions, your child may be the youngest one in the class if you kind of push the baby, you know, through. Well, actually, if it's September 1, and there are kids being born in October, so they're, you know, that I get that baby's going to then be the youngest because, you know, anybody born before September 1 can be here. So somebody born in August is going to be younger, obviously, than somebody from October. Your child will then be the youngest. In those grades, however, those gaps can make a big difference in their behavior. Okay, so a early 5-year-old is a little bit more immature than an almost 6-year-old. It makes sense. So they say physicians should take into account a child's age relative to their peers. Behavior that is normal for a child's age may appear anomalous when compared to older peers. No. Okay, no. It means educators need to be educated on the range of maturity issues. I mean, this idea of diagnosing, I mean, you know, most ADHD diagnoses come from teachers, bless their heart. But teachers have enough to do. I mean, they're already overworked as it is, let alone go to medical school. So I think we need to increase education for teachers on attention deficit and also on normal behavior of a young 5-year-old versus an older 5-year-old or a young 6-year-old versus an older 6-year-old. And somebody with true attention deficit or hyperactivity or both will stand out a little differently. Now, according to Timothy Layton, an assistant professor of healthcare policy at Harvard, he said physicians should take into account a child's age relative to their peers. Behavior that is normal for a child's age may appear anomalous when compared to older peers. Well, duh. They say the consequences from not factoring in age might be over-diagnosis and over-treatment of the disorder. He's right about that. He noted that kids born in August were more likely to be given medication for ADHD symptoms. Now, that is a fascinating study. And it's a very, very simple one to, you know, understand and reproduce in terms of, okay, well, if you look at these kids that need ADD medication, and most schools have September cutoffs, right? You have to have turned 5 by this date, whatever. Then you take a look at the number of kids put on, you know, medication. You can very easily see if the majority of them are the ones that are summer babies as opposed to fall babies. Now, sometimes you have a parent that really pushes it and gets the school to accept them. But schools are starting to get tougher with that. So ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder. Very common in kids. I think they say it's like 1 in 10 kids now that have attention deficit. Children between the ages of 2 to 5, apparently the diagnosis went up 50%. 2016, more than 5% of U.S. children being treated were being treated with medication. And we really can't test you. There's no blood test. There's no standard test. Basically, doctors have to examine the kid. You got to take in information from parents and teachers, etc. And then we also have to make sure there's no thyroid disorder or other sorts of other things that, you know, maybe, or other behavioral disorders that could be an issue. So my thing with attention deficit is I trained in the 90s. And that's when I started to see a lot of the diagnosis because it was like the big disease. You know, now it's CTE. A few years back, it was post-traumatic stress disorder. So whenever there's a lot of hype about a disease, we start to look for it more, just like autism. Now, oh my gosh, it's 1 in 40 kids have autism. 1 in 40 are being diagnosed with one end of the spectrum. So whenever there's kind of a popular hot-button condition, all of a sudden a lot of people get diagnosed. Okay, all right. My issue with that is a child needs to develop in a certain way. And you have some kids, they just have a lot out of whack. Either their mom did drugs when they were, you know, in their womb, or they have not only attention deficit, but oppositional defiant or borderline personality or a bunch of other things. But then you have some kids that just, okay, they have some attention deficit. They get bored in class, and they don't like to pay attention, and they won't concentrate because they'd rather do other things. Well, does that mean we have to put them on a medication? Maybe it means those kids need to learn differently. You know, there's only certain types of individuals where you could give them a book to read and say, read it and learn it. Other people really need more hands-on. And it's, mind you, it can't be all on the teachers. The teachers already, bless their hearts, do so much. But I think we're over-diagnosing because we're teaching to a herd. You know, that's the way it was in the old, you know, old days. And you could smack kids with rulers and put dunce caps on them. And there'd be outlier kids all the time that just couldn't learn that way. Did they have a mental disorder? Maybe. Or was it just arithmetic bored the hell out of them? They'd rather be playing with frogs. Well, then maybe that's the way they need to learn. You know, there's different strokes for different folks. But what we have is we have this, you know, no child left behind. So we have a school system and, you know, we try to now develop more learning specialist departments, which I think is fascinating. But I think there are some people that just learn a certain way. Me, I can memorize anything and pass a test. I'll do really well in school. Doesn't mean I learned it. No. I only learn it if I see it and do it. I'm very hands-on that way. Don't give me something to read and expect me to learn it. I can't take it from paper into my brain. Yeah, I can memorize it for the test. That's fine. But I need to actually use my hands. And so there has to be avenues for kids to do that. You know? And so, you know, when I had a parent come in saying, I think my kid had attention deficit, won't pay attention. I go, will he play a video game or, you know, sit through a Disney movie? Oh, yeah. He'll sit still for 2 hours and do that. Well, it's because we found something they're interested in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, look, suicide is now the highest rate in decades, according to the CDC. And a new report shows that 47,000 Americans killed themselves in 2017. 47,000. It was 14 people in every 100,000, up 33%, back from 1999 when it was 10.5 people per 100,000. They say the suicide rate has hit its 50-year peak. The new data shows that there were 2,000 more deaths from suicide last year than in 2016, which was the year when suicide became the second leading cause of death for Americans between 10 and 34. and the fourth leading cause for middle-aged Americans. Now, the increase is in part responsible for another drop in life expectancy this year. Now they say Americans are living an average of just over 78 years and 6 months. Remember I predicted that we'd be well into our 80s by the end of this decade? Well, because of suicides and overdose deaths, it's starting to drop. Suicide is on the rise. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death. Now, still rare. I mean, 44,000 or 47,000 a year compared to cancer and heart disease deaths. Still, it's smaller in numbers than others, but that's still too many. So, why? Well, could it be marijuana? Marijuana makes you depressed. Could it be alcoholism? Could it be that a lot of people just don't want to go through life anymore? Maybe they have nothing to look forward to? Is it because we're losing religion? You know, we don't have as many religious people as we used to. And our spirituality sometimes kind of kept us on a path that, you know, said we were, you know, made us dust ourselves off and get back on our feet. So, you know, I have some theories. 6 reasons people consider suicide. One is, they're impulsive. So many of us have been trained to act on a whim. You know, we reply to a text, we pop food in the microwave, we flick the controller when we play a video game. And so our daily behavior has changed from waiting for a letter or sitting on the porch and, you know, hearing the locusts and watching the stars to, I want this now, here and now. And so when you get a fleeting thought of suicide, we may be less likely to slow down and think it through. Now, they can't see around the problem. So when tragedy strikes, whether it's an accident, breakup, job loss, missed opportunity, some can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. So many think and navigate through life one step at a time. That may be productive when it comes to tackling tasks, but they feel that the obstacle is so insurmountable that they think their options are far and few between. So when they can't see around, death seems to be the only out. Now, we always, I don't want to say we always, but, you know, when I grew up, we just were always kind of trained to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It was just something that was, you know, you're gonna get through this. It's going to suck today, but you're going to get through this. Well, a lot of people aren't believing that now. And then some fear death. They don't want to die. You know, many fear death and dying. And some just can't handle the fact that it's going to happen out of the blue. And then we've talked about this on the show many times. There's some people that just want the control. And they want to plan ahead. So some of them find solace in the fact that they are planning their own death. We can't control our birth, but they believe they can at least control their death. And for those who feel they've lost control in their life, may find this tragic option welcoming. Now, of course, depression. You know, there may be somebody in your family who is suicidal and you just don't realize. And Hollywood seems to stereotype depression like a woman sitting on the couch eating ice cream to combat the tears, right, because she just got dumped. But many symptoms of depression is insomnia, fatigue, wanting to avoid others, poor appetite, lack of sex drive, apathy, anxiety, sadness, tearful mood swings, poor memory, poor concentration, or even overeating. Now, a lot of people will self-medicate. So they'll overeat, they'll drink alcohol, they'll smoke weed, take pills. Problem is, when that wears off, they could sink into a lower funk. And then if somebody doesn't, you know, get psychological intervention or mental health intervention, they won't recover. And then some people consider suicide because they think no one really cares about them. You know, a lot of us are undiagnosed. Most family members and friends have no clue if a family member is depressed. They just don't. Because a lot of family members, like teenagers, what do teenagers do? They go into their room and lock the door. They come home. Well, that's what my kids did, you know. Hey, guys, how was school?
Bye-bye.
You want to tell me about your day? No. Where are you going?
My room. See ya. Tell me when dinner is.
And the door closes. Now, to me, I wouldn't be thinking depression because that's just how they always are. And then I write dinner, and then they open the door and they come down. Then after dinner, all right, guys, so what do you want to do? I want to go to my room. You guys want to see a movie? You want to watch a game? You know, the Saints are playing the Cowboys, and the Cowboys, by the way, kicked their butt. That was a good game. No, I'm going to my room. So, I mean, you know, if your average teenager lives in their room, if grandma or grandpa lives in their room and they isolate themselves, do you really know if they're depressed or not? So, going about one's business may be inferred as indifference by somebody suffering from a mood disorder. So, my kids, let's say if they were depressed, here's mommy going, all right, well, they don't want to be around me anyways, I'm just going to work, and I'm going to whatever. And so, unfortunately, people could be thinking, well, you know what, they won't even notice when I'm gone. So that starts to pervade their thoughts, worsen their loneliness. Then sometimes they're just angry. They feel ignored, unheard, they feel wronged. So they have this, I'll show you attitude. And then their suicide is plotted to be a form of psychological revenge. You see this a lot with breakups. She dumped me, so I'm going to ruin her life by my death will be on her conscience. Well, you know, people, most of us learn to cope and move on. So hoping to induce a PTSD to your ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend won't happen. They will move on. So there's a lot of people out there that don't ask for help. They need help. So, you know, seeing the suicide rate, last year it was 45,000. See, I wrote an article on this. No, I wrote an article this summer on it. And so the number was 45,000. Now the CDC jumped it up to 47. So, I mean, it's going up a few thousand every few months. That's not good. And remember, we're coming up on the holidays. So the holidays always, we always see, unfortunately, you know, an increase. You know, because if you spent, you know, Christmas with your loved one and your loved one's gone, if you don't have family around, the weather, you don't have a lot of sunlight, so there's seasonal affective disorders, there's a lot of things. So in the U.S., if you are considering suicide or know anybody or just need someone to talk to, there's a crisis text line. You text START, S-T-A-R-T, START, to 741-741. Anywhere in the U.S., right? And that's a crisis text line. There's also the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That's 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. Outside the U.S., there's a bunch of hotlines. There's the International Association for Suicide Prevention. That lists hotlines of the country. You know, but don't, you know, blow it off. Unfortunately, this stuff can, you know, really weigh and manifest. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.